Welcome to Off Leash and Unfiltered. Trigger warning, I'm Katie Pepe, delivering the truth in dog training. Hey, this is your host, Katie Pepe, owner of Diamond Canine Dog Training in Biddeford, Maine. For those of you that are new here, we specialize in e-collar training, so we help dogs listen off-leash and around distractions, or if your dog's being an absolute total jerk, well, we can help with that too. We do it all, and we do puppy training too. This podcast is just my way of sharing, well, everything with you guys, the good, the bad, the ugly, and I will always be honest about how to fix the problems you might be dealing with your dog. So we're not your average super floofy dog training podcast. We are real and honest around here. What you can do is hit subscribe so that you don't miss an episode and so that you can help support the podcast. Every subscribe or follow helps us so much so I can keep putting out this content. We appreciate you. And without further ado, let's jump in. Today, we are here with Joyce. Joyce is going to join me today for our podcast episode where we are talking about the odd things that dogs do. The strange, the weird, the disgusting.
All of the above.
All of the above. And I thought I would kick it off by just talking about some of the weird things that my own dogs do. You got to make fun of your own dogs before you make fun of anybody else's. And it just so happens that some of the weirdest things I've seen a dog do is Joyce's dog.
So, I stole mine.
It's
okay.
Did I?
No, it's fine.
I hadn't told you.
Yeah, I have more.
So my own dog, Boo, is very weird about eye contact, especially with strangers. So it's funny because he's one of the most loving, affectionate dogs. And you hear this a lot about pitties, and he's pity mix. He demands attention all the time, loves to be pet. He could just sit there for hours and let you pet him. But eye contact, he's really weird about. If he's eating and I make eye contact with him, he definitely thinks I'm going to try to take his food. You can see he gets a little bristly. Stranger makes eye contact with him, and he thinks it's like they want to fight him. And so I actually got a lecture from the vet one time about how bad it is that he makes such solid eye contact. And it's like, tell me more in your infinite wisdom, veterinarian. But yeah, he's really weird about eye contact, which is funny. One of the funnier things, though, is that he tends to punch with his paws when he gets excited. So my husband has to guard his jewels because the really, when the dog gets really excited, he knows when he comes in the house, he's gonna just guard, like he should wear a cup when he comes in, because the dog will just run over and just punch him straight in the nuts. Yeah, which is pretty hilarious. And this is the last one for Boo. I've got a list a mile long. I could go on and on about Boo. He's a very weird dog, but he has to pee over everybody else's pee.
My dog's does that.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Zoe will pee and Bella will come right up behind her. And it's the second she could have peed three times. And if Zoe pees, she will run right up and pee on it.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess I shouldn't act so surprised. I think it's a really common behavior for dogs. But honestly, I've seen it more as like a male dog behavior. So I guess that's why it surprised me a little bit. But even if a human, my husband decides to take a leak out in the yard, the dog has to come over and pee on top of it. So
that's
they have their
little thing.
Yeah, they have their own little urination wars going on out there. So it's hilarious. Niblet's got a few things, but we'll talk about him later maybe. But yeah, that's my short list for some of Boo's top strange behaviors. What do you have going on, your dogs?
Well, I think I have two. So with Bella, she is super affectionate, and she needs, if you're not paying attention to her, she will start to whine. And so if you're on the couch at night and you start to pet her just to be nice, you take your hand away And she's like, no, you're not done. And she'll like whine and kind of cry a little
Whoops.
Until she just is manipulating you to just pet her until she's done.
So, yeah. And a lot of dogs are like kind of needy and will beg for affection or demand affection, but she'll actually like cry at you.
Yeah. She cries or she'll paw. She'll be like, mm-hmm. She'll have a conversation with us. Yeah. And then my other dog, Zoe, one of the things that she's super affectionate too, and will do just about anything that you want her to. But if you want to move her, like if she's laying on the bed and you come in and you're like, scooch over, she like plants herself. Like you can't move her.
Oh, the old English lab plant.
She just plants and won't move. Or, you know, she'll run up and give you hugs. But if you want her to move, she just plants and she won't. And I'm like, what is that? Like, what are you doing?
Well, that's like what Bella would do when you would try to walk her.
Yeah, that was early on in her training with the prong collar. She didn't like the prong collar. She didn't know what it was. She was like, what is this? And she would just completely lay down and just flat. I think you call it pancake.
Pancake.
And see, wouldn't move. And I was like, what's wrong with her? You know, and I remember texting you or calling you and being like, I can't get her to move. And she goes, she's just got to keep the tension on and pull her until she moves. And I was like, okay. And then she doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah, she was like, nope.
She just did not want to do that. But Zoe will stop, like a lot of dogs do, and will just be like, no, I'm not moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you convince her? Yeah. But that's funny. Yeah. Yeah, so even in a lay down position, she's learned to dig her heels in, so like to speak. Like,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
If you ask, though, if you ask nicely, then she'll get up and she'll kind of go. But if you just try to nudge her, she's like, I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, so as long as we're talking about your dogs, and apparently I stole your weird behavior you were going to talk about. But when I was boarding your dogs, you told me Zoe would eat Bella's poop. So I was watching for that.
Yeah.
And I didn't see any of that. She didn't do that at my house. But she did, however, have another really strange behavior, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which was Bella would pee. Bella's the yellow lab. And then Zoe, who's the chocolate lab, would come over and try to bury her pee with her nose. She'd try to flick dirt over the top of it.
Yeah, I was reading about that because she even got like a little like scab on her nose because she said like she was with you for like a week, I think. And you said she keeps rubbing her face in the.
She rubbed her nose a little bit wrong.
Yeah. And when I Googled that, because I was like, what the heck's that? She's never seen that. And they talked about how it could be like just stress, like trying to be protective. So maybe she was like, no one's going to touch Zoe's pee.
Yeah.
No, I mean, maybe. Bella's pee.
I tend to think that most of those things online are just a bunch
who
of.
Who knows?
But yeah, it was strange. That someone
she
up,
doesn't
but...
do that at the house. That I have ever noticed.
Yeah, very. So she had a whole different set of strange behaviors.
Yeah, right?
The ones she does at your house were.
Yeah,
I didn't see.
Yeah,
but then she did some different stuff while they were with me, which was kind of funny. dogs. You know, everyone wants to look for some like explanation of like why their dog does these weird things, and it's like. It's like dogs doing dog stuff. It's what they do. They do weird things.
Yeah. You know? Well, I've seen a couple of weird things with the dogs that we've trained. I don't know if you're going to. Do you want me to just say?
Yeah.
Yeah. So one, I think it might have even been TikTok, who's here now, and a couple other dogs. They are independent dogs, you know, not really used to being told what to do, apparently, as you described it. And so as you're training them, they'll come out of the command and they will just do an about face and not look at you. They're like, the one dog, I can't remember who it was exactly, would just turn around and face the door. I thought the dog was thinking, oh, my owner's coming for me. And I was like,
Tashi?
Tashi. So like 10 reps in a row coming off place. And he would just come off, turn around, look at the door like I didn't exist.
Oh, yeah. Tashi.
Like if I can't see you, I don't have to listen to you.
It was just a big old screaming.
Like, no affection. No, you know, usually after a while, you make a connection with the dog.
Yeah. No.
They want the treat or they want the pet.
He was impenetrable.
This dog was just like, you do not matter.
Okay, I'm going to turn this off because I'm just so popular today.
I thought that was strange. Because I had never experienced that before.
Yeah. I mean, we get dogs that are totally tuned out, right? And not real engaged. But like Tashi was another level.
Yeah.
Whole other level.
It's weird too, because he would do the drills, you know, as he was supposed to. But then he would turn around and not look at you. Where there's been a few other dogs where there's like zero enthusiasm. Like, they just do the rep like it's the worst thing in the world.
Worst thing in the world.
To do. They have no energy. They could care less. And you work with them for 20 minutes and it doesn't change from the start to the end. They're just like.
But if you turned them loose, like outside where there's squirrels or if they could just go chase a ball or do whatever they wanted to, they'd have all kinds of energy.
Right.
They'd just be full of it, running around, monkey business, tongue flying.
Yeah.
But because you're asking them to do stuff.
Yeah. They don't want to work.
Yeah. It's like, oh God, I don't have an ounce of energy left. I love that when that happens. But speaking of Zoe, because your dog's name is Zoe, do you remember the Zoe we had? She was a golden retriever and her owners dropped her off for just the standard board and train. But we could see in the drop off that she was like really fearful.
Yeah, you couldn't get her into the crate. She just would like hug your legs and like get under your legs. And yes, I remember.
She would hug you so tight that her dew claws would like dig into the back of your thigh.
Yeah, it was really concerning because I was like, I'm gonna trip over this dog and hurt her.
Yeah, I remember her owner saying like, oh, we thought it was weird that she would hug us, but we just thought it was cute. And it's like she was actually just terrified for her life.
Yeah.
But the hugging was intense. Like I've had dogs kind of get clingy, right? And sticky when they're nervous and fearful, but I don't think I've ever had a dog quite do that where she was like right up on her hind legs. She'd wrap her front legs around you and squeeze, like actually squeeze.
Right. Yeah. That was insane.
It was pretty insane. Oh God. And then another one was Blue. I'm sure you remember Blue.
Yeah.
The German Shepherd. Mm-hmm. And that was another one we couldn't get into the crate.
Yeah, that was one of my first experiences with not being able to get the dog in the crate. I was like, what's happening?
What is happening here? Blue, the German Shepherd, who came in also, I think, originally for just a regular board and train, but was right out of his mind. And he would do this. Do you remember the thing he would do? Because he really couldn't tolerate even being restrained on a leash. And he would like kind of jump up and headbutt you in the stomach.
I never experienced that.
He did that to me and I saw him do it to his owner, both at drop off and when he first came back for the go home.
Remember he would kind of go up and then he would do circles, you know, like he just anything and everything to just not have to. I don't know, go into the crate or do whatever it was you were asking.
Yeah, every single thing you wanted him to do, it was like, let's see if I can get out of this.
Yeah.
And it was almost like full panic mode, especially getting into the car.
Yeah.
Which was one of the most horrific getting into the car experiences we've ever had.
That was bad.
It really was bad.
Anyone watching that would have like called like
100%
animal services.
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing to the stuff?
Of course, it doesn't take much nowadays.
Or the dogs that are big and tough and have, you know, reactivity. And then you put the prong collar on them and you do the slightest little tension and they cry like a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you're stabbing them to death.
Like
gentlest amount of pressure.
Yeah. And they can't handle it.
Yeah. Really, really dramatic. We get some of those. But even funnier, I think this was before I even had this space here to work in. And I was going into people's homes and there was a lady who had this little tiny Maltese. And the reason they had originally called me really was mostly because it was guarding.
Yeah.
So it's a tiny little dog. You know, I don't even think it weighed 5 pounds. And it was spoiled rotten. And especially paper products, like it would grab toilet tissue and stuff and shred it up like dogs do. And if they tried to take it away, it would bite them.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it was very, very intense little guarding machine. But anyways, I'm at their house doing a private lesson and we put a micro prong on the dog and we're just doing like place reps with the dog. And like you put the collar on and the second you put just the tiniest bit of little pressure and the dog couldn't do its own thing where it would pull and resist.
Yeah.
Crocodile roll. It would scream and crocodile actually rolling over and over and over doing the crocodile roll in the living room. It was insane. Spoiled little dog. Yeah, they do that sometimes, but we don't see that very often where they go into full like crocodile roll. role mode. So that was pretty hilarious.
I saw, I don't know how real it was, but it wasn't here. I saw something on Instagram a little while ago where this husky was in the vet and they were trying to, I don't know, clip its nails or look at its ears or something. And the dog started like howling like they do. And then it rolled over and played dead. Like,
that's a different approach. Yeah. You gotta hand it to him, thinking outside the box there. Like maybe if I just die out right here on the table,
yeah,
they won't cut my nails. You could teach TikTok that one.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah, that's really something. But speaking too of poop eating, we had a dog who would do that, and to her own poop though. Ugh. Big Bernese mountain dog, so too. So it was like these big. She would take these like dinosaur crabs, so big. It is so gross, but it's just so awful when like they'll eat their own because
yeah,
like they'll just go in their crate and turn around and eat it.
Yeah.
I know, you see your face, you're like, can we not talk about this? But it's like, oh, like, I have a treat dispenser back there, like, who knew? Yeah. I could just turn one out, you tie them out, turn around, yum, yum. Oh, so awful. But I would know, because even from upstairs in my bedroom, because the dog crates are in the office, which is, like, directly underneath my bedroom, like, I could smell it from my... from my bedroom.
And then you'd go down, there wouldn't be anything.
So there. I would know, yeah, and I would go down and, like, I didn't really see anything, but if I looked, like, I could see that there were, like, remnants. Mm. Yeah. Oh, God, this makes me nauseous even thinking about it. Mm. Oh, so awful. Oh. Yeah, dogs, they're weird.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
Weird stuff, the
personalities
gross stuff.
Of their own.
That's for sure. funny story. So I've told this story quite a bit to our clients, and I've talked about it on the podcast before too. So some of you might've heard it before, but Boo, man, and definitely Niblet too now, but especially Boo with my mother, man, it's like, believe me, you dogs know, like they will make the discrimination. So I love telling the story. Because I was trying to teach my dog not to eat cat food. And that was easy enough to do, right? It's like, if you know how to stop a behavior,
right,
you just punish
right.
the behavior and they don't do it anymore. And so we did that, right? So I just, you know, put cat food, fresh can of cat food in the cat bowl. It's like irresistible to the dog, right? And all I had to do was just wait for him to go over there. And I gave him a really big correction. And that was the end of that. But then, you know, I had to set up the baby monitor and go kind of hide outside to make sure he wasn't going to sneak over there and eat it when I was gone, because common sense, right? Your dog knows, like, they can't do it when you're around, but they're still going to do it when you're not around.
Right.
That's normal. So I'm hiding outside. You know, I've got my baby monitor set up, and I know there's a slight delay, too, so I'm trying to be really precise about timing it right as he's about to get into the cat food. And I'm watching on the monitor, and sure enough, like, he gets over there. He's sniffing it, checking it out, and then I can see him starting to move into the bowl. And right then, I gave him a really big high correction. And so now he's like, oh, man, cat food bowl is, like, super hot, even when Katie's not around.
Right.
Can't get in there, even when I'm alone. And so after that, you know, I set him up a few times just to see what he would do. He made great decisions. He never went anywhere near it. And so then I started leaving him out when I would take short trips. I started leaving him out when I would come to work. And I could leave him out of his kennel for 8 hours while I was gone, and he would not touch the cat food, which was great. And I was like, all right, this is a win. But, you know, the funny thing is, if my mom is there, because she comes over and she helps me with the cleaning, and she'll take care of the dogs and stuff if I have a long day, which is nice, and I appreciate that. But, you know, she's not the best with dog training or with, like, enforcing rules of any kind.
It's a big softy.
Just a little bit. That's what's wrong with me.
Sure.
And so when she's there, he'll just eat the cat food. And people are like, what do you mean? Because, like, he won't eat it if I'm home, and he won't even eat it if he's there completely by himself. And to people, they're like, that doesn't make any sense. But, you know, to us, we understand, like, it makes perfect sense because they just learn the associations and they learn how to make the discriminations, right? So he's learned when my mom is there, there's no consequences for anything.
Right.
Right. It's all green light. So, like, he knows he can just mow that cat food right down when she's there and there's there's not going to be any consequences for that at all. But do your dogs have any weird things like that that you can think of?
No.
No. No discriminations.
No.
They don't act different when your daughter's around. Nothing like that.
Well, actually, yeah, I take that back. So when she's around, they will tend to, like, maybe jump up more, like, on her, get excited, yeah, that type of thing. But that's probably it.
Yeah.
You know, their bad behaviors, they just don't do anymore.
Yeah.
Although every now and then, even though I've done the high corrections with Zoe for the poop outside, if some time goes by,
Giving it another try.
And so I'm always watching her out there, which I hate because I have to be neurotic. But there's a couple times where I've done it really high and not at 100, but high. And then she, like, jumps.
You know what I would do.
I know. I know.
And then don't eat poop. Please don't eat poop. Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah, it's gross. It's a little easier in the snow.
Yeah, right.
Because it gets buried, but yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, kind of, I think, similar to, like, the zero enthusiasm would just be complete indifference. Just, you know, and maybe they're the same, but just doing it, you know, doing the drill, you know, you do the recall and they come back. They don't hesitate, but they're not making you feel good about it. You know, they just, like, slow
you can't
really correct them because they're doing it, but they're just, you know, not giving you anything,
right?
So it's just, they're like, yeah, I'm gonna do it, but I'm not gonna make
I'm gonna it. Do it, but I'm not gonna like it.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna give you joy.
I'm gonna take my time.
And then you have, you know, your next dog is like the crazy, like Daisy, you know, you call her and she's running fast.
Oh, hey, oh my God,
full throttle, ready
full
to kiss
enthusiasm.
You
and coming in too hot.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes they're crashing into the knees too, which is no good.
Yeah. Well, that actually brings up another odd thing is we've had some dogs, even Fred just did it today, where they'll come back to you, but then they, like, go, like, right through your legs.
Oh,
you know, like, they,
he's a big dog to,
yeah,
do that.
So too. Some dogs would we had a couple dogs where they would jump, come running at you and go, like, through your legs. And then we'd have some that would come and they'd go, they wouldn't blow by you. They'd come around and then they'd go through your legs, but from behind and, like, lay down.
Yeah. Well, from behind is the worst.
Right. Because you can't see it coming.
You don't see it coming. Yeah. A dog like Fred. I mean, it's like a pony running up between your legs.
Pretty much.
And knock you straight over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had some big dogs that come back with a lot of enthusiasm on
That's
the recall,
no good.
And they get really scared because you're like, are they going to just, like, plow into me?
Yeah.
I think that Great Dane puppy was like that.
Yeah.
Had to put on the brakes. I forget what was his name.
Walker.
I always wanted to call him Walter.
Yeah, he was, yeah, like, smashy.
He was cute. So cute. But, wow, when he came at you, you were like, whoa.
I hate hate the leg smashing.
Yeah.
And dogs do that. You can correct for that, by the way. If your dog's smashing into your legs, it doesn't matter. People are like, oh, well, they came back to you. It's like, I don't care. They're smashing into your legs. Like, I value my kneecaps. Yeah, exactly. No leg smashing. A common one is the dogs that carry their own leash around, right? Especially, like, if you're practicing recall the long line, they, like, pick it up and carry it around. Every time you call them, they'll pick their leash up and carry it back.
Actually,
to you.
Bella
it's
will
kind
do
of
that
funny.
When I take them on walks.
Really?
If I put their leashes on and then we're
going
to go down
really
the stairs.
It seems to really be a lab thing.
She will, and if I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I forgot my watch, or, oh, wait a minute, I got to get a poop bag, and then she'll follow me around, she'll grab the leash by the handle, and she's like, look at that.
Yeah, it is cute. I think labs just like to have something in their mouth.
Yeah.
In fact, I see this one guy walking all the time with a lab that's got this giant, like, tree limb.
Yeah, some dogs will take toys with them like that, right?
And he walks down the road. Like, I've seen them multiple times. Like, this dog is always carrying, like, this giant. It's not like a stick. It's like a branch.
Yeah, like a big tree.
Yeah, it's like 5 feet long, which is hilarious. And then you get the dogs that are constantly shaking their heads when you have a prong collar on them.
Yes.
Oh, man, does that drive me nuts. Have you noticed, though, it seems to be, I don't know, the dogs that are like, they're like the pushiest dogs. They seem to be the ones that are always shaking their head like, get this thing off me. Like, not necessarily bad, like aggressive, but the ones that are the most resistant to like ever being told what to do. Like, I've just seen that connection. You know what other connection I noticed that I was talking about just last night? Is the dogs, actually I have a couple here. All right, I'm getting carried away. The dogs that are here for behavioral stuff, usually around reactivity or aggression,
right?
They tend to have the hardest shape. Like when you take them out of the kennel, they shake so hard.
Yeah, all that nervousness off, yeah.
Yeah, that if your hand is there, you'll get hurt by the prong collar, like whipping you, like the metal. Like they just shake so, so hard because they're always, they have so much adrenaline, I guess, coursing.
Yeah, they're just so amped up.
And through their body that when they shake that off, it's just like intense, intense. But I've also noticed, and this could just be me noticing things that aren't real. I don't know. But I've noticed that there is a higher incidence of being underweight with dogs that are a little more prone to aggression. Not always. I mean, we get aggressive dogs that are just normal weight. And we certainly get underweight dogs that are normally behaved. But I find it's really, really common. There's just a higher rate of that. They just tend to be on the thinner side.
Why do you think that is?
Because they eat like a ton of food. Like I just noticed that, like even right now with Hank, like he gets like twice as much food as a normal dog his size. Huh. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know if you remember Maverick.
Yes, I remember that.
The boxer. Really liked that dog.
Was he the one way up north?
Yeah. Red boxer.
Yeah, he was thin.
Yeah, he was very thin and he ate like 5-6 cups of food a day. Which is a ton of food.
That metabolism.
Well, that's it. There's like, it seems like there's almost like a connection there. Not necessarily saying one causes the other, but there seems to be some kind of like correlation there, which I just found interesting. Yeah, because that seems to happen at a higher frequency with those dogs than with other dogs. I don't know. Just something I've noticed.
Love the podcast? Well, I have great news. We are now offering an inexpensive subscription where you can get access to our new premium content. This content isn't available to our general listeners. It's made just for you. It includes all kinds of behind-the-scenes stuff, all the obstacles and how we're overcoming them with our board and trained dogs, and the most difficult part of our job, how we deal with overcoming obstacles with our clients. So all kinds of new, cool, interesting stuff for you to get out of those episodes. You can jump down into the show notes and there will be a link to our support page where you can sign up and start listening right away. Thanks for your support. Enjoy the rest of the show.
All right.
The dog that was just here that did the mouth snaps.
Yeah.
He was so cute.
Coda.
Yeah, Coda. You know, he was almost like he was talking to you.
Yeah.
You know? And he'd do his thing. He'd get on place, and then you know you'd say break, and he'd be like,
"I remember." Yes.
Give him a treat, and he was like telling you, "Come on, feed me."
Yeah, when you would first start working with that dog, it was like,
"Oh, it was so cute."
Yeah, it was like an alligator.
Yeah,
snap, snap, snap,
and then
he's not snapping at you. He's just like snapping.
No, he's just doing it. It's like his jaw was like clicking together. It was crazy. Yeah, he did it less and less, but he still did it the whole time.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, of course he did it less. A lot of those things are tied to arousal.
Yeah.
So as they start to move through the program, and they're just calming down a little bit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then people are like, oh my God, you crushed my dog's spirit. No, they're just calmer.
His spirit was fine.
Sorry. Hate to break it to you.
Or we had,
I had Tashi on.
There was another dog too that is, jump, like not jump on you, but like the way he ended the command was he was so excited that he would come back and he would jump up and then jump down. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I am.
I've seen that a few times.
Yeah. But that was
because they learn not to jump on you because you correct them. So they just jump up and down like popcorn.
Yeah, like
which I don't mind. If it's during a recall, like they run back to you and do that. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
But I guess it depends on the dog, like everything, you know.
We've had a lot of resource guarders come through here lately. I mean,
what about was it Taco? The little tiny dog
Taco
with the ball and his owner.
No, Zeus.
Oh, yeah. You called him Taco as a nickname, didn't you?
I called him something like
All right, okay.
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, his name was Zeus. Okay. And he was, his owner brought him in, and the bad behavior that she wanted to stop, one of them was that the ball, like she worked from home and he wanted her to play with him with the ball, but then he would roll the ball or it would go under the couch or anywhere and he'd bark incessantly.
Dink, he would purposely, roll it under like a piece of furniture.
And then after day one, he never barked at the ball again because he.
That was over.
That was crazy.
I don't know. I think he is one of the ones that unraveled a little bit when he went home. Still was a lot better than before. But I think she let him get away with a little bit too much. Yeah. Remember, he came back for his follow-up. He was a little crazy.
Or even Elvis. Remember that reactivity when he came back?
I got to say, Elvis, we had Elvis and Dragon here at like the same time or like back to back.
Yeah.
And they're like two of the most reactive dogs we've ever had.
Yeah.
One it was a challenging month around here.
Yeah. Yeah. Elvis was crazy though. Elvis she brought him in and he just barked, I think, for what, 20 minutes straight? We're just like,
We got it
on video. We're just looking at each other like, is he going to stop? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, you could hear him coming out of the parking lot.
We're like, what's happening? And nothing was happening. They were just walking in the building.
Which surprised me because I knew he was dog reactive.
Yeah, we thought maybe the dogs from across the hall were out or something, but it wasn't.
No, there were no dogs. He was just barking like that because they got out of the car.
Yeah, and then they came in and he just barked.
Loud,
the whole time.
Like big, loud, incessant barks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do have that video somewhere. I had it posted.
Yeah.
It was intense. They're doing well. They're doing a lot better.
That's good. He's such a good dog.
I think they still have some stuff to polish up. Because, you know, relationship-wise, it's really hard to get everything in place.
Right.
When you have a dog that's that challenging. But yeah, that was one of the worst intakes we've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, if you remember Fred, who was just here, like literally Fred just left like 20 minutes ago. He came in barking.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
Wasn't he the one that like barked at me? Or was that Blue?
Yeah.
It was either Blue or Fred.
One I think they both did.
Yeah. That was scary.
He wasn't as bad as Elvis, but he came in all huffing and puffing and barking. And he's big. Like Fred's a big, unsettling
dog. Very deep
but
bark.
It just when there's like not even anyone around, like they're just coming through the parking lot like that and there's no people and there's no dogs, it's like okay, like
yeah,
you're gonna be a fun one. But Fred, you know, if he's convinced, he just gives it right up and snaps right into shape. Not all dogs are that easy. I mean, I think Elvis definitely did not fall into that category.
No.
Like his nervous system is a whole other level. Very, very challenging guy.
Yeah, I remember having him outside. We were practicing downs out there and he was even reacting to the geese flying in through the sky.
Yeah.
Overhead.
Any kind of visual, especially something that
he trapped
was moving.
Him and then he was barking at him.
And then you lose it. Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. That was a crazy intake. Well, you know what I saw the other day, because of course I follow some other trainers, but I've got lots of trainers on my friends list. Occasionally you'll see some funny stuff come by. And the point I was bringing up about the resource guarders is I saw one of them made a post and was like, today I had a dog vomit everywhere in their kennel and then guard it ferociously. I know. And they're like, this is the day I decide dog training just isn't for me.
That's about right. That's it's worse like, than the poop.
Why? Just why? Like, really? Like, And then someone else chimed in and was like, yeah, you know, I had a dog that would mark in the house. And then if she saw you going to clean it up, she would put you in the hospital. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? I mean, seriously, like you piss on my floor, which is bad enough. But then I go to clean it up and you run over and bite me. Yeah, that would be a conversation with that dog.
Yes.
Oh, dog's gonna go for a little spin. Like, no way, man. I just thought those were both pretty.
Yeah, that's
pretty funny. I mean, not funny, but
yeah, it's funny now.
It's funny
after
now.
The fact, it's a funny story. But...
Wouldn't want it to happen to me, but it's funny.
No.
But yeah, you just never know what dogs are gonna do. They can guard anything. It's got crazy stuff up their sleeves. But Niblet, we haven't talked about Niblet. Niblet has some oddities about him. So he always has to be touching somebody. So like he'll come and sit against your foot or your leg, or he'll do it to Boo all the time. He'll go over and just sit against Boo, which Boo doesn't care. But that, it seems to sort of be a pug thing. So my last pug would do that too. And he would do that to our other dog, which was a Rottweiler. And she didn't really like it so much. So she'd growl at him. Yeah. And he'd do it anyway. He didn't care. That's pugs. Like they're on a whole other level. They're like above all this rules and boundary stuff. So. You know, before I was a dog trainer, I was like, oh, whatever. He wants to sit there. She doesn't seem to care. She was growling at him. I'm lucky she didn't just like take his head off.
Right.
She was a pretty good dog. But yeah, so he's always going to be touching someone, which is, you know, again, I think it's sort of a pug thing. But also he does this weird thing where he likes to chew and he's got a couple of toys. And so he'll be chewing on his toy, but he doesn't like to chew on it on the floor. He like.
Special places.
He needs to have something to kind of hold it for him. So it's so gross because if it's wet, like he'll come over and like put it on your foot or against your leg. Like he's like, hold this for me while I chew.
Yeah, a lot of dogs want to like push their toy into you while they're mouthing
it.
He
does
yeah.
that. And
it's gross sometimes.
Yeah. Or like if he has a hard toy that's like a bone. He'll find an object in the house to like set it on while he's chewing it, and it'll just be like making this loud grounding. Like, so you're sitting there like trying to do work on the computer, and he's just like scrape, 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 because like he has to have something to hold his toy while he's chewing on it. But one of the other weird things about him, and this started when he was little, because I remember seeing a video from the breeder. Where she had all these pugs. Oh my God, cutest thing in the world. All these pugs like out on her porch and she's calling them inside and they all come running through the door inside except for this one, which is of course the one I ended up with.
Should have been your first red flag.
First red flag. Ignored because of the cute factor. He just would stop in the doorway and stare like he didn't know
what to do.
What to do. And then I had the same problem with him at home. He didn't want to go through the doors. So most people have a problem with like getting their dog not to go through the door. Like my dog would not go through doors. Even the crate, I'd put him in his crate, right? And he'd be in there and he was good as gold in his crate. Like crate training was super easy. He did wonderful. But like I would open the crate door and he'd just sit there and look at me. And like I'd call him out, like pet my, you know, use the body language, like pet my legs, like scooch down. Like, no.
It's funny you say that because Zoe actually has a weird tendency like that too. Not always, but sometimes she won't jump up on the couch or she's coming up the deck. She won't come up the stairs. It's almost like there's ghosts, you know? It's like, why won't she?
Like she can,
you know,
see something
every
you
day
can't
you
see.
You go out and you come in and you do this thing and then every once in a while she won't. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? Or she'll jump on the bed. Every night she puts herself on the bed. But sometimes it's like she doesn't know how. And she'll just stand there. And sometimes she'll come back out to the living room and look at me and then go back. And I'm like, oh, you need to get on the bed? Because
oh my God.
You have to like grab her collar and pull her towards it. And she like starts to do the backing up thing. Yeah. And then she'll jump up. It's strange. Weird.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how to do it. What are you doing?
It's like, no, mom, the Grim Reaper of the stairwell is there.
I'm like ghosts, you know what's going on.
Too funny. Well, that's it. I think those are all the funny things I can think of for now. I know there's a million more. We'll have to do another one sometime. We'll keep accumulating a list, but I don't care to share any more weird stuff that my dogs do, because I think I have made them sound weird enough.
I actually had one last weird thing that I totally forgot about until now. My previous dog, Zachary, English Springer, and he was kind of neurotic in his own way, but when he ate, he would go up to his food dish. I might have told you this before. He would go to his food bowl, grab his kibble, and then he'd walk away from it, leaving a trail.
Oh, yeah.
And then he would walk himself back, and as he walked back to the bowl, he would eat what he spilled. And that he could never just sit at the bowl and eat.
I gotta tell you, that's incredibly
weird. Back and forth and back and forth.
No offense,
and back and
that's
forth.
Fucking strange.
It was strange, and it was comical, because it got to be this thing where not only would he not stand at the bowl, but then he would leave and he would drop it, and then he would come back a few seconds later, eat what he dropped, and do it. And this was his thing until he was finished. Probably took him 20 minutes to eat his food.
Your dog was bored to death.
He was making up
his own
games.
What were you doing to that poor dog?
Games.
Oh, no. Well, that's it for us today, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If there's a topic you'd like to hear discussed, you can send that to me directly at katie@diamondcanine.com via email. So I will link to that email address in the show notes. Thanks for joining us today, guys. Thanks for supporting the podcast, and I look forward to the next one.